Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And happy Monday, everybody. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. Apparently, Vince gave me a buzz the other day, and he had a direct hit from a lightning strike on his electrical system. And apparently they even saw the bolt. It was really close to them, feet away, and that's pretty doggone scary. It could have been a lot worse with the electrical field. And I want to thank Jason, who's engineering the broadcast from Minnesota. We really appreciate you, Jason, and your team. And we are going to be... Well, let me just check. Dr. Sheely, are you with us today?
I am here, Rich.
Awesome. Well, happy Monday, sir.
And the same to you.
I don't know. Is there such a thing as happy Monday?
Oh, yes. Every day's happy if you choose to.
That's right. Good attitude. Well, Dr. Sheely, I'm going to pick your brain for the next 2 hours, and I'm going to start off with a couple of articles here. And the first article is Dow tumbles 500 points on pace for the worst drop in a month. The stock market slammed by worries about COVID's Delta variant. Now, hold on. Stay with me for a minute. I'm actually not going to be talking about economy, but I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind for a moment. And the next article is, and I'm going to address this through the course of the program, and it's Dr. Fauci. He's complaining about how people are giving misinformation about the so-called quote-unquote vaccine. It really is deserves air quotes because it's not a vaccine. And he's mentioning that if we had smallpox and polio misinformation, we'd still have it today. Can you please explain to our listeners, Dr. Sheely, the difference between today's quote-unquote COVID vaccine that doesn't even, under the executive or emergency authorization, compared to the smallpox and polio vaccines of many years ago, where some of these people did get polio. But can you explain the difference between Big Pharma then and Big Pharma now and just the differences that we're seeing, especially with the propagandas and hoaxes behind the so-called vaccine?
It's the difference between real and fake. It's that simple. Once upon a time, vaccines were under development for 2 to 5 years, and they were fully tested before they went on the market. These vaccines didn't have more than a year, and they were not adequately tested and followed through, and emergency nonsense alerted. So, I think it's a scam. Since the beginning, it is all part of the Committee of 300's attempt to take over the world.
Mm-hmm. And I can add to that in great detail because Big Pharma today has no liability accountability.
Well, of course not.
They have liability immunity.
They have exempted themselves, essentially.
Yeah. That's like me going to your house and saying, okay, if you catch me, you're not allowed to shoot me or beat me up as I'm stealing your stuff. That's basically what liability immunity means. We have to admit the fact that the establishment has hidden the benefits of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in order to get this emergency authorization, which isn't even valid. We literally have global collusion with Big Pharma. I mean, think about this, Dr. Shiller. We have 94,000 people that have OD'd this year from our drugs, and there's not a peep because it helps the depopulation agenda. Think about the fact that we have three anti-vax presidents murdered around the world. Think about the fact that these PCR tests can change the unit of measure at a whim to basically ignore the science in order to trust the propaganda and carry the narrative. Think about the food shortages that we're seeing today. A lot of these food I've mentioned on the air before, where it's being diverted to the elites and their underground cities, which means that the people are getting an elimination of nutrition. Think about the fact that these vaccines are experimental gene therapy with nanotechnology, with spike proteins, which is proven to give blood clots and permanently change your immune system and not for the better. Think about the fact that secession planning is being discussed by companies and industries where in 3 years so many people will be dying, they're going to be looking for new people. Think about the fact that the adverse events under several studies, including Harvard, is recording a 1% accuracy of adverse events that actually get to the people. Think about the fact that the powers that be in big tech are censoring everything. Think about the fact that package inserts are showing nothing. There's no trust. This Delta variant, Dr. Shealy, I've read has a 99.9% survival rate. But don't mention that because it doesn't follow the narrative. We have millions of illegal aliens coming through our borders, unvetted and untested for disease, and they're so concerned about this disease, but they don't want to test the people. Would you like to comment on anything I just said, Dr. Shealy?
Well, you are just speaking what I call reality. The rest of the world is unreality, fake reality, and the entire thing is a scam. It is a fake, it is fraud, it is evil, it is wrong. But other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play goes on.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Shealy, again, I'm probably in the beginning of the segments, I'm going to be giving ammunition to the people regarding Dr. Fauci's complaint regarding the polio vaccine, for example, and the smallpox vaccine, and how come people didn't say anything then compared to how they are now. And I'm going to give plenty of evidence over the course of the broadcast. But in the meantime, I'm going to pick your brain. Now, Dr. Fauci, we've talked about antibiotics before and how it could kill the normal flora in your body and even set up autoimmune diseases. You know, we've talked about how just like fluoride in the water lowers IQ, causes cancer. You know, there's just a lot of questions about antibiotics today. And how does a person detect if it's bacterial or if it is a virus? Can you go into some detail on that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I don't think the average person can tell the difference. An infection is an infection. And in general, most bacterial infections initially are local, but they can get into the bloodstream, and the same is true of viruses. Now, a physician cannot always tell. I mean, basically you come in with let's say, an earache. You look in the ear, and the canal is red, and the eardrum is red. That means you have an infection, but there's no way of knowing. It would take up to 4 or 5 days to try to prove whether it's virus or bacterial. So antibiotics are generally given, even though you don't know what you're treating, whether it's viral or infection.
Well, couldn't you, in that case, Dr. Shealy, create a bacterial Frankenstein if it's that difficult to detect, even for a diagnostician? I mean, if you keep prescribing, and I know you don't, but some of your colleagues, especially today, prescribe antibiotics for somebody coming in with a runny nose, aren't you creating a bacterial Frankenstein and lowering people's immunity thresholds?
Oh, yeah, you're killing their gut. Remember, ultimately, the intestine has more bacteria in it than you have cells in your body. And those probiotics and prebiotics are essential for your life and your health. And every time you take any antibiotic, you kill some of them.
Now, if you're on a regimen of antibiotics for a long period of time because of whatever diagnosis you might have gotten, what would you recommend for people in the probiotic arena for people to ingest in order to get those probiotics back and the normal flora back?
Well, plain yogurt, especially Greek yogurt, is better than regular yogurt, unflavored, or kefir, unflavored. These are natural probiotics, and they are safer in general than anything, although you can get capsules. I particularly like one called G as in George, R, number 8, Dophilus, made by the company called Now.
Mm-hmm. Next question, Dr. Shealy. This time of year, you know, late spring, summer, early fall, a lot of people have allergies. It could be pollen, it could be dust, it could be, you know, many different kinds of flowers, it could be your cats, pets, doesn't matter. And a lot of these morph sometimes into sinus infections or bronchial infections, and a lot of people get concerned that they need to take antihistamines, mostly because of the social ramifications, and everybody's like, oh, I got a sniffle, it ain't COVID, don't worry about it. You know, what's your opinion of antihistamines, and can you take too much where your symptoms actually start getting reversed because your immune system gets lower, and then you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you an antibiotic, and you're in this round-robin situation where that's destroying you. What's your opinion of antihistamines?
I hate them with a passion. I have not personally taken an antihistamine in 50 years and will never, ever take another one. They clobbered my immune system. Way back then, I tried a few of them, and they made me sicker than whatever was the allergy. But I don't like any drug. My favorite statement is I don't know any drug for a chronic specialist, especially for a chronic disease, in the world that I would take. For acute illness, I'm now at a stage where I've told my staff at home and at the office, if I'm found unconscious, leave me alone. Don't call the ambulance. I don't want much to do with modern medicine.
Yeah, I hear you, Dr. Shealy. And, you know, antihistamines is I don't know if it's a billion-dollar market, but it's up there. And, you know, do you have... When you said you wouldn't take them, I assume you feel the same way for your patients. Now, do you feel that if you took a topical antihistamine, like a spray intranasal versus a PO, more systemic, by-mouth pill, do you think the spray would be safer?
No. Once it's sprayed in your nose, it's intravenous, essentially.
Okay. Well, I tell you, it's a huge industry, and there's a lot of people I know who take them on a very regular basis. We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after this break. We appreciate you being here, folks.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy today. And I promised that I would, at the beginning of each segment, address Dr. Fauci's misinformation concern. Yeah, basically the meme is ignore the science and trust the propaganda. And Dr. Shealy, there's a Spanish study that came out that found that Pfizer's vaccine has 747 nanograms of graphene oxide. That means more than 99% of the Pfizer vaccine was made up entirely of graphene oxide, a material found in graphite. I remember as a kid, you know, I think of lead pencils when I see this. And it basically, it causes dose-dependent toxicity. It damages the liver, kidneys, lungs. It's basically the saying in this article, it's a pre-programmed cell death. And the medical experts quoted in this study that there's no reason for graphene oxide to be in vaccines except to murder people, unquote. And there's a guy by the name of Stu Peters, who's a great, well-read, well-researched commentator, the Stu Peters Show, and he's interviewed a 20-plus year pharmaceutical researcher, Dr. Jane Ruby, and she talks about this in some detail. And Dr. Shealy, I just wonder what comments you might have on 99% of a vaccine being graphene oxide, and the so-called experts who aren't bought and paid for are saying this is a reason to murder people. Dr. Shealy, your comment.
Typical Fauci. I consider Fauci one of the most evil people in the world. I wouldn't believe him if he told me the time of day. I'd have to check my watch to be sure it hadn't been filled with.
You know, I know you're not a member of the FBI or CIA or any law enforcement agency, but Dr. Shealy, how the heck with these articles that we're bringing, published articles in the public domain, I'm not making this up, you're not making this up, Vince isn't making this up, these are published, credible articles that I have verified in the public domain that actually carry a lot of water. How the heck are these people walking around free?
Well, I consider the FDA the Federal Death Administration. I don't trust them any more than I trust Fauci.
Yeah, and one of the many articles I have is that the FDA, they're going to be shortly approving these so-called vaccines. And I've mentioned so much collusion and scandals with the NIH, the CDC, the World Health Organization. I mean, and Fauci's wondering and calling all this misinformation. This, the propaganda, the hoaxes, the false flags, the lies and gaslighting that comes out of the establishment is unbelievable. It's unprecedented. Going back to more medical questions, Dr. Shealy, I've noticed a lot of people, with their immune system going down, they get more kidney stones, more gallstones, more cancer, more this, more that. Do you feel that the so-called establishment are bankrolling themselves by performing unnecessary surgeries? Your answer to that, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I can't answer that one. I have no way of getting the statistics proper. However, I think the medical establishment has been brainwashed from the gazoo. Once upon a time, about 30% of first-year students were reasonably open. By the time you finish medical school, you're down to 10%. By the time you finish a training after medical school, you're down to 1% or less of physicians that even have an honest opinion about anything. So the medical profession has been raped, robbed, and murdered.
You know, I was listening to an interview the other day by a physician, and she was very up and up, very well-researched and well-read. And she says that a lot of physicians today, not only are they not being taught nutrition, they're being taught like a computer algorithm where they've lost the ability to think and they go down these rabbit holes to give a protocol given by the powers that be, not for the benefit of the people. Your comment, Dr. Shealy.
Well, it's the system as it exists today is owned by the pharmacomafia.
Yeah, very sad. Folks, we'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy right after this bottom of the hour break. Again, we appreciate you being here.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
80 large wildfires are burning across nearly 1.2 million acres in the West, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. This includes 18 in Montana, 17 in Idaho, and 9 in each California and Oregon, where the largest blaze in the United States, the Bootleg Fire, is as big as Los Angeles, California. Texas lawmakers who ran away to Washington, D.C. aboard private planes stocked with beer to avoid a quorum on a law they didn't like were seen in photographs on the plane without masking up. A handful of those have now tested positive for the coronavirus, raising to 5 the number of infected persons in the delegation. A caucus official had said they all had been vaccinated. A U.S. appeals court late Saturday in a 2-1 ruling put on hold a lower court decision that said the CDC could not enforce its coronavirus cruise ship rules in Florida. The court stated the CDC exceeded its authority in adapting rules governing the resumption of cruise ship sailing. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month enlisted former Hollywood A-lister and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists seem to be trying to push. Give the people what they want and they won't care if it's a green vehicle.
This is what it's about. If pollution created by humans, then we can solve it. Humans can solve it. We can kill it. We can terminate it. Like Ford Motor Company announced that the F-150 pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for nearly 45 years, will have an electric version next year. That's huge, because trucks are all about power. For years, electric vehicles were these little, tiny little things. They were weak. They had no power. I would never sit in one of those. Never. But now, they're making the powerful trucks electric. The current gasoline-powered Ford 150 goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.4 seconds. With the electric engine in it, it will go from 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, almost 2 seconds faster. See, now we are talking. That's power. Big vehicles, that's what people like. Those on three-wheelers, girly men cars, may I remind you, is a real cause.
I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. Rich Sheban with Dr. Norm Shealy, and as I promised, I'm going to address with published articles in the public domain Fauci's misinformation, which is the new meme, ignore the science, trust the propaganda, and why the people can't trust the so-called experts who are bought and paid for. Here's an article. Public health experts are claiming that fully vaccinated Americans are helping spread the vaccine post-vaccine Delta variant of the Wuhan coronavirus. Many states with high vaccination rates are reporting sharp surges in COVID-19 cases. Even the CDC, sit down for this one, folks, recommends that vaccinated people not be tested for COVID-19 unless they are asymptomatic. So this indicates that the CDC's data does not show the true extent of the Delta variant spread. I want you to think about that. In Scotland, where more than 71% of the people have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine and more than half are fully vaccinated, the country is still suffering its worst wave of COVID-19 infections. Dr. Shealy, it seems like the CDC is a medical tyrannical Gestapo. I mean, when you read stuff like this, and Dr. Fauci is talking about misinformation. These are published articles in the public domain by true experts who's not bought and paid for. How the heck can the people trust what the so-called CDC, FDA, NIH, Fauci's of the world are saying, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I don't trust any of them. I call the CDC the Center for Death Control, just as the FDA is the Federal Death Administration. Both of them are evil to the core.
Yeah, very disturbing. Okay, Dr. Shealy, going back to picking your brain on overall medicine, you know, chemotherapy and radiation has been known to, speaking of, we're talking a lot about the immune system today, it's been definitely confirmed that this stuff kills your immune system. And even oncologists who prescribe these treatments are admitting it. What's your opinion of chemo and radiation, whether it be the first diagnosis or a second or third diagnosis? How do you feel about those two therapies? And
since the beginning of time, and it all came in while I was in my residency way back in the 50s, I have said there's no circumstance under which I would have chemotherapy or radiation, period, end report.
No circumstance.
None. Not one in the world.
Well, that's a pretty obvious, absolute, determinative answer. So how come so many people who get diagnosed with cancer decide to go on this? And how do the physicians who give their word to the Hippocratic Oath, or how come these people are willing to perform these treatments?
Well, they've been brainwashed, and they buy it hook, line, and sucker.
Hook, line, and sucker. Hey, I'm going to have to write that one down. I'm going to have to use that. Now, regarding blood thinners, Dr. Shealy, some people have called them poison because they're used to kill rats and mice and you know, basically, that's some of the active ingredient in today's blood thinner. With today's COVID vaccines, where it's been proven to create blood clots or thrombosis with these spike proteins, with so many people getting heart attacks and strokes and, you know, dying on the spot, sometimes even a few days later, what is your opinion of administering blood thinner for these people? Would that work?
No. I wouldn't take rat poison either.
So as far as blood thinners like anticoagulants, things of that nature, you're not a big prescriber, or you are not a prescriber?
I am not a prescriber.
Okay. That's good to know. Now, how about high blood pressure medications?
They are the worst in the world. Taking up to three of the stupid drugs, you have a 45% chance of controlling your hypertension. That means you have a 55% chance you're taking just poison. And you have an almost 100% chance of chronic fatigue and, if you're a male, erectile dysfunction. I have weaned hundreds of people off their antihypertensive drugs safely, and under no circumstance will I prescribe them.
You know, these ACE inhibitors are known to reduce zinc in our body. And zinc, as we know, you know, helps fight COVID along with vitamin D, along with azithromycin, never mind HCQ and ivermectin as well. So it's a very large coincidence on what's happening today, medically speaking. Now, what about cholesterol medications? Well, the reason why I'm mentioning all these, Dr. Shealy, is because I know so many people who get diagnosed with high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I mean, it's incredible how many people I know who are on these. What is your opinion of cholesterol medications, generally speaking?
Well, I say I'd buy Cano if you try to put one in my mouth. I don't believe in them. They are poison, period. Statins are the worst of all. I can lower your blood cholesterol quite safely and naturally with trimethylglycine and lecithin. Safely and effectively, no drug.
Well, it sounds to me like modern medicine has been duped and bought and paid for.
You got it.
Now, it's very sad. I read about this too often, Dr. Shealy, especially with our phony artificial economy and, you know, so many of the so-called powers that be trying, who are admitting that openly that they want depopulation, who are the biggest proponents of vaccines. I mean, every baby in the forest can put two to two together and connect those dots. And because of everything that's happening, crime is through the roof, murder, suicide, rapes. You know, USA now is number three in the world for rapes as far as comparing to other countries. Anyway, there's a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of people go to physicians, diagnosticians, psychologists, psychiatrists, because they think that they can control the human brain with prescription drugs, and we all know they can't. So what is your opinion of these SSRIs and depression and anxiety medications, Dr. Shealy?
About the same as every other drug. I don't prescribe them. I don't believe in them. I think they're more harm than good. I have worked with over 35,000 people with chronic disease, and I have never prescribed one.
Okay. Here in the West, Dr. Shealy, we are experiencing extreme heat. I mean, we're probably getting very close, if we haven't gotten there already, to 1 month of highs in the 90s and 100s with no precipitation. So the first word that comes to my mind is dehydration. What do you recommend to be the best relief, if you will, for dehydration? Obviously, you're probably going to say water, but if there's something else, let me know. And how much water or any other drink, if you will, like you know, a drink that athletes use, you know, with salt in it to rehydrate.
Most of those are junk. Most of the athlete junks, drugs or drinks are junk. The only real fluid that you need is real water and not fluoridated. Now, if you weigh 100 pounds, you need 50 ounces of water. So take your weight in pounds, divide it by half, you need that many ounces of water. Pure water, not fluoridated water. Not 71% of all city water in this country is poisoned with fluoride.
Very, very, very disturbing. Dr. Shealy, a lot of people have back pain. Might be the most common kind of pain for whatever reason. Maybe we drive too much, sit too much, we're too lethargic, we're too overweight. Who knows? I think it's a combination of a lot of different reasons. Are there some diseases or concerns in the lower back, maybe around the kidney area, that people might think it's an arthritic joint back pain, but it really is something worse? Could people confuse the two, and what should they be looking for?
Well, I don't think a person can make the differential diagnosis. It does. That is the one thing where physicians are pretty good is making a diagnosis. They need to examine you, and with an exam, the average physician is about 80% accurate on making a diagnosis. If we follow through with adequate lab tests and x-rays or whatever, we get to be about 95% accurate.
Yeah, where it really starts coming in is, I think we've talked about this before, Dr. Shealy, the medical system, pharmaceutical drugs, hospitals, aren't they the number three cause of death in America?
Well, it depends on whom you read. According to an article in the July 2000 JAMA, it was the number three cause of death. But a book came out not long after that called Death by Medicine by Gary Null and a couple of others. And he claimed it's three times what they were reporting. So instead of being 225,000, it's almost 700,000 killed by the system.
You know, Dr. Shealy, there's an acronym that I've used. It's PIC, P-I-C. I use it in the context of how we need to judge people, which is patriotism, intelligence, and courage, which is willing to be hated for telling the truth. But I also use it for what the powers that be have used regarding diagnosis, which is pneumonia, influenza, and COVID. Basically, anything that has a sniffly nose goes into the COVID category for obvious reasons, mostly to create fear porn. How does a person, an average lay person, reduce their anxiety between knowing what is flu and pneumonia and what is a cold, which is really COVID? How can a person tell the two apart?
You can't. There's no way. Even physicians have difficulty making that differential diagnosis. My feeling is if you feel what I call a bug knocking at the door, you take 150,000 units of vitamin D3 3 days in a row. I haven't had an actual viral infection in the last 12 years because that's what I do.
Okay, good advice. Well, folks, we appreciate you being here. This is Rich Sheeben with Dr. Norm Shealy, and we'll be right back after this break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Oh, today. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, everybody, we're going back to Dr. Fauci's misinformation, ignore the science, trust the propaganda meme, and he wants to know why people aren't trusting the so-called vaccine. So I'm going to give another piece of information and evidence that's published in the public domain. And this is a article, quote, "This is worrying me quite a bit. mRNA vaccine inventor shares viral thread showing COVID surge in most vaxxed countries." Dr. Robert Malone, who's a pioneer in the field of mRNA vaccines, shared a viral Twitter thread on Friday, and he basically said, "The most vaccinated countries in the world are experiencing a surge in COVID-19 cases, while the least vaccinated countries are not." Dr. Sheely, can you please address what an excess of the so-called vaccines are doing to the immune system, and what does that information tell you as a physician regarding these so-called quote-unquote vaccines, Dr. Sheely?
They are pure murder. It's that simple. I don't know what else to call it. They are an attempt to destroy your immune system and kill you, period. End of report.
I mean, when you have a Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Sheely, coming out, who's a pioneer in mRNA vaccines, sharing this information, and then you have Fauci having the gall and the audacity to say that we're giving misinformation, where we're not even giving opinions, we're giving, and they want to be the lone source of information. You know, I'm reading articles, Dr. Sheely, where people are saying experts, not bought and paid for experts, but physicians and researchers are saying that they didn't expect these people to start dying and getting sick and so quickly, so more people would have gotten this vaccine by now. Do you think this is looking like a world depopulation event, Dr. Sheely?
I think it is. It has been since the beginning. I've said this since 18 or 19 months ago. This is the beginning of the Committee of 300's attempt to depopulate the world. They've been at it for almost 400 years.
Well, very disturbing, Dr. Sheely. Dr. Sheely, speaking of vaccines. You know, we all have associated vaccines with something to be on the safe side, even though a lot of people did get injured over the years. But now that the so-called people who are the biggest proponents of vaccines, like the Bill Gates of the world, are also the biggest proponents of depopulation. Again, this is very easy to connect the dots. But speaking of vaccines, what about tetanus shots? You know, there's certain thing, you know, certain not side effects, but evidence that shows you might have tetanus, like lockjaw. I remember that as a kid. And people would get tetanus shots back in the day. What's your feeling of that? Or do you think there's a, because the powers that be are in a depopulation event, like everybody who listens and reads agrees, do you feel that all vaccines could be basically toxic poison, Dr. Shealy?
I do. I don't know at what percentage it is. I do know that there's no question that vaccinations have led to a marked increase in ADHD and autism in children. And I haven't had a vaccination in 50 years. Don't plan on any more.
Well, that's why you're so sharp and you're alive and still practicing. And I remember looking at a picture of you, Dr. Shealy, when you were doing the project you're doing now. And you really do look like a retired Marine. I'm not kidding. I'm not.
I don't need to tell you anything.
I'm not borrowing money from you. You don't owe me a favor. I'm not trying to compliment you. I'm just saying that you practice what you preach is where I'm going. Now, Dr. Shealy, with all these illegal, unvetted immigrants coming into the border, and they're so concerned about so-called quote unquote COVID, but yet they're bringing in, by the end of this year, everybody who has a brain admits there's going to be over 1 million illegal, unvetted immigrants into this country. And the great, great, great majority of them are not being tested. So obviously there's a lot of hypocrisy and double standards regarding this concern. A lot of people think this is replacement migration when the Americans and the Western world dies. And I'm going to give you the microphone after we come back from this break, Dr. Shealy. I want you to talk about tuberculosis. I'm reading a lot of people coming in who have TB and the consequences to the American people when we return after the top of the hour break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.